Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
अध्यायं स्वाहसारतमान भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री गुरु स्वामी भगवान की जय। अनंतपुरी वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत कलाधार शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। सावी तो भक्तविंद की जय। और ग्लोरी सुजय समल और ग्लोरी सुजय समल और ग्लोरी सुजय समल। थैंक यू। गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। चिंतामणि प्रकरण सर्मसु कल्पवेकनचाब्रतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तं लक्ष्मीसहस्रशतशं नमसे पमानं गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। चिंतामणि प्रकर सदमसु कल्पवृक्ष लक्षावृतेषु सुरवीरभिपालयन्। दिस इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ कृष्णास अबोड। द चिंतामणि प्रकर As here we find houses are constructed of bricks. There the houses are constructed of Chintamani stone. That stone, you have heard the names. That stone, if you touch that stone into iron, the iron becomes gold. That is called philosopher's stone or touchstone. So, Chintamani, the land and the houses are made of touchstone. Chintamani, prakara sadmasu. Kalpavriksha. Kalpavriksha desert. There the trees are desert. Because they are all spiritual. Just like, if I ask you, please bring me a glass of water, you can supply me. If I ask you, bring me something else, so you can bring me also. Because you are spirit, developed. But if I ask a tree, suppose supplying rose flower, if I ask, oh, please bring me lavender flower, item. Why? Because although it is spirit, it is not so developed. Here, we see spirit, consciousness, different stages of development. That makes different status of life. And that different status of life and varieties, 8,400,000 developing. Developing means different kinds of body, just like this child. Now this child has got a certain type of body. Its consciousness is according to that body. This child, when she'll be grown up as a young girl, her consciousness will be different. The same child. So, the spirit soul is engaged by this material body. And according to the body, the consciousness is different. It is very simple to understand. Take example of this child. The same child, the same spirit soul, because it is now dwelling in a different type of body, its consciousness is different than the mother's, because the mother has got a different type of body, and the child has got a different type of body. So it is not very difficult to understand that our consciousness has a different type according to the body. So you go on developing. This human form of life is considered to be the most advanced animal. Human beings are also called animal. According to logic, they are called rational animal. A human being is rational animal. Animal, and in the Vedas, Shastra also, they are called animal, jantu. Jantu means animal. So, it is, when that spiritual consciousness, that Krishna consciousness, is fully developed, full-fledged, just like a rose flower, it has got different stages. The bud stages, the second stage, the third stage, the fourth stage, and when it is the blossom flower with full fragrance and beauty and color, you like, oh, it is very nice flower. Similarly, you develop your consciousness. When it comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, fully developed, that is your perfection of life. That perfection of life is there. In the Chintamani, in the abode of Krishna, everyone, the tree, the animal, the cows, the birds, the bees, and the goddess of fortunes, they are called all the omen there, they are called goddess of fortune. Every woman is goddess of fortune. So, there, men are very beautiful, women are very beautiful, many, many thousand times are beautiful. These are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But, the men are attractive. But there is so much attraction for Krishna Kirtan that both men and women forget of anything of sex life. Oh. It is so nice, so attractive, that they have no more attraction for sex life. There is embracing, there is kissing, everything is there, but there is no sex life because they have got another thing. So sublime, so sweet, so transcendental, that they are and simply absorbed in Krishna thought. That is Krishna consciousness. Perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, Chintamani, they are the trees they have accepted the banana trees willingly. I like to serve Krishna as a plant. I like to serve Krishna as a tree. I like to serve Krishna as these or that. So everything is there. Just like this cup is loving Krishna in his own way. And Krishna is also embracing. Yes, responding. Not that because it is cup animal, Krishna is neglecting. No. Krishna reciprocates his love. As you love him, so he also reciprocates. Jiva Thamam Prabhupanti Pansuti Yuvajama. Everyone is loving Krishna in different stages. And the response is there also by Krishna. So when you are full-fledged Krishna conscious, that is your purpose. So that can be seen in the transcendental abode of Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan. That Goloka Vrindavan is descended with Krishna. When Krishna comes within this universe, he is Goloka Vrindavan also comes with him. Just like when the king goes somewhere, he is all staff. His secretary, his military commander, his this, that, everyone goes with him. Similarly, when Krishna comes on this planet, all his paraphernalia, entourage, everyone comes to display, to attract us. That you are after this. You want to love. Here you see in Vrindavan how everything is based on love. There is nothing else. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't get to know it. But their natural affection and love is so intense for Krishna that they cannot think anything else except Krishna 24 hours. That is Krishna consciousness. The boys, cowherd boys, they go with Krishna in the forest with the cows. The whole day they enjoy companion Krishna. When they come home at night, they are speaking with their mother. Mother, Krishna is so wonderful. He met, there was a gigantic Bhima. He came, he was devouring us, and Krishna killed him. Oh, the mother said, oh, Krishna is, I know, very wonderful. That's all. He does not, they do not care whether Krishna is God or anything. But Krishna is very wonderful. Whenever there is some danger, they come to Krishna. There was heavy rainfall. They all came, all the villagers came to Krishna. Krishna, what is to be done? Krishna said, all right, I can do. He was only 6 or 7 years old, a boy. He lifted the whole hill and made it an umbrella. Made it an umbrella. So, this is Krishna love. Krishna love. They do not know Krishna, whether Krishna is God. They don't care to know. Brahma. No. Krishna is our lovable object. Everyone, the animals, the birds, the beasts, the flowers, the land, everyone loves Krishna. The gopi, they are thinking, oh, it's Krishna. Oh, Krishna has gone to the forest. Oh, his soul is so soft. How he is traveling on the ground, which is full of so many particles of stone and must be giving him pain. So they are thinking at home and becoming so sorry, crying, oh, Krishna is must be very painful in this way. That is their thought, you see. Say, animals also, they are also thinking of Krishna. Every cow had a different name. I have seen it. Krishna is called by the name, just like this car is there, and the animal will come and with so ecstasy that milk will drop on the ground. When the cow is very jubilant, milk automatically comes. These descriptions are there. Govinda Madi Purusantam. Very natural life, village life. Krishna is not interested with industry or this or that. Simply village life. The cows, the trees, nice land, nice Jamuna river, innocent cowherd boys, innocent cowherd, I will say girls, and their father, their mother. This is called Braj. Very natural. Chinta mani prakara sadamasu kalpa vrikhala chapatisu sulavi garipalayantam. And Krishna is very fond of herding cows. What kind of cows? Sulavi. Sulavi means they are also spiritual cows. You can take as much milk as you like and as many times. There is no limit. Spiritual means unlimited. Everything is unlimited. Here you can milk a cow once in a day or twice in a day, and that is also limited supply. But there is no limit of supply. Surabhi. And Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sivamanam. Lakshmi, the gopis, they are all goddess of fortune. What are these gopis? What are these cows? They are expansion of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi stavi eva nijarupataya kalavi goloka eva nivasatya akhilatma bhuto govindamadipurusam tamangaya. You read Brahma Samhita very carefully. These descriptions are there. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. These cows, these gopis, these trees, this land, this house, this father, mother, friend, everyone, they are expansion of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna. Expansion. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The Krishna's body is Sachidananda Vigraha, full bliss, full knowledge, and eternal. And these cows, friends, land, trees, everything, they are all expansion. That is tested also here. When Brahma was illusion, that how is that? My Lord Krishna has come on this earthly planet as a cowherd boy is playing. Let me see whether he is Krishna. So, he stole all the cows, all the cowherds, boy, everything. And again, when Brahma came, he saw that everything is there. Although the stolen cows and boys were sleeping within a cave, but Krishna has got full expansion. Then he could understand that he is the Supreme Lord himself. Purnasya purnamanaya purnameva vasishya. Krishna is so full, that is mentioned in the Vedas, that the Supreme Absolute Truth is so full that if you take even the full from the full, it still he is full. Here, if you take $100, and if you take $100, there is zero. But in the spiritual world, if you take $100 from $100, the $100 is still there. The Krishna is so. So as we make advancement in spiritual knowledge, we can understand what is spiritual life. But if we meditate, Meditate means if we think over what is actually spiritual life, we can understand that consciousness. This consciousness, purification of consciousness, and make the consciousness full with Krishna thought, that will make you advance in spiritual life. So, that day we are discussing with my specialist about Prahlad Maharaj. So, Prahlad Maharaj is humbly presenting himself that great personalities and demigods like Brahma and the Siddhas with eight kinds of perfection, material perfection, and there are many other varieties of people and living entities there are within this universe. And when Nisimhadev was there, everyone came to see from every planet. So Prahlad Maharaj, he thought that how can I please the Lord while Brahma and so many great personalities have failed? Therefore, he concludes like this. What is that? Manne dhanadhijana rupa tapasutoja teja prabhava balapau rasabuddhi yoga naradhanaya bhavanti parastapumso bhaktya sutosa bhagavan gajadyusapaya. He is concluding like this, that because all these great personalities have failed to pacify the law, therefore, I can conclude in this way, manne. Manne means I can conclude. What is that? The dhanari jana rupa sutas. The dhanari jana rupa tapas sutas. The dhana, dhana means riches, wealth. Abhijana. Abhijana means aristocrats. Dhana, abhijana, rupa. Rupa means beauty. These are material assets. He was born in an aristocratic family, in a rich family. You have got 1,000 secretaries, and he cannot be seen. You have to arrange the secretaries for 1,000 days. And then he can be permitted. Just like if you want to see the president, you have to arrange for 3 months, or still he will be refused. So this is called aristocracy. So aristocracy, at the present moment, if you somehow or other, you can accumulate some wealth, you become aristocrat. Formerly, that was not the process. Aristocracy means, great parentage by quality. Just like in aristocracy of Brahmins. That is a qualitative distinction. Sattva, samaj, dama, saucha, arjava. So by, formally it was calculated whether you belong to high class family by your quality. At the present moment in these days, there is no question whether actually you are born in an aristocratic family. Simply, if you have got money, you will be considered as aristocratic. So, dhana, wealth, abhijana. Actually, aristocratic family means they have got riches. Dhana, abhijana, and rupa. Rupa means beauty. These things are specially mentioned here because riches, wealth, are broad emancipation and a very respectable family and beauty. These things are achieved as a result of pious activities. They are not result of ordinary activities. So, Ghana Jana Vijana Rupa Tapa. Tapa means austerity. That's like, Lord Buddha, he was prince, therefore he was very rich, and he was born in a royal family, therefore education. And because he was a Kshatriya, and Buddha, Lord Buddha was Kshatriya, so he was very Kshatriya, was very beautiful, especially. And several times mentioned that these European saw they belong to the Kshatriya, according to Mahabharata. The Rupa, the Lord Buddha, was aesthetic, wealthy, and beautiful, and later on he took to meditation. That is called tapasya, tapa. Tapa means accepting some voluntary tribulation for higher advancement of life. That is called tapasya. So this human form of life is meant for tapasya, tapa. That is meant then. That is the special qualification. Not to spoil this life in sense gratification. But for tapas, the Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to accept this tapasya. Not even if you have got wealth, opulence, even if you are very beautiful, even if you are born in very high family or in the family of great nation, and still, if there is no tapasya, it is impact. It is impact. So tapa. Manne dhana vijana rupa tapa sutauja. And sutauja means education. Education. Highly educated. Tapa sutauja stage of prabhava. If one has got all these paraphernalia, wealth, aristocracy, beauty, austerity, penance, just like Lord Buddha had, then he gets some strength, teja, teja, some influence, so teja. And teja prabhava, prabhava influence, teja strength or power, teja prabhava bala, bodily strength, paurusha. Paurusha means what is called if a man becomes very great by his own endeavor, what is the one word? Paurusha. In English, what is that one word? Just like you have got in your country somebody just like Paul, he began his business very poor but become very rich now. Self-made, yes. That is called paurusha. And Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga is very intelligent, highly intellectual. These are all material qualities. These are very nice. To have great wealth, to have nice, beautiful body, to have education, to have strength, influence, and bodily strength, and self-made famous. So many things, they're all material. So Prahlad Maharaj says that these material assets are not fit for pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. He is nullifying that you nobody should think that just like generally rich people, they think these boys, they are poor boys, and they are now chanting Hare Krishna and begging something. So, because they are poor, they require God's name. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, if Rami is very rich, or very powerful, born of a very aristocratic family, very influential, they are practically a disqualification for Krishna consciousness. Because they are very much proud. They are very much proud. And this line is for the humble and meek. That is also accepted by Lord Jesus Christ. The only the humble and meek. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore teaches us Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna. Who is fit for chanting Hare Krishna? He is giving the definition. What is that? Trinadapi Sunichena. Humbler than the grass. You know the grass, everyone is trampling over the grass. But he does not protest. Alright. The Trinada Vishnu, one has to be humbler than the grass. And Tarorupi Sahishnuna. Tarorupi Sahishnuna, I mean Taro means trees. Trees are very tolerant. An example of tolerance. Standing thousands of years, templates, does not protest. You are cutting, does not protest. You are taking fruits. Does not protest. Still, it is giving you shelter. When there is rain, there is scorching heat, you take shelter underneath the tree. It does not say, oh, you man, you cut me, you take my fruits, you take my branches, take my leaves. Why you have come here to take shelter? No. Come on. Please sit down. Just see how much power. These things are to be learned. How? By nature study you can become very educated. Tatsinadavi sunichena tarodavi sahisu. Omanina manadena. For personal self, he is denying all kinds of respectful obeisances. But to others, he will give all respectful obeisances. Amanina, manadena, kirtane, such mentality. Now, how it is possible to become like that? That is not possible to learn artificially. That I am trying to become more humbler, tolerant and free. No, it should be by scientific understanding of my constitutional position. What is my constitutional position? This gigantic body, I am not this body. What am I? I am spirit soul. And what is the measurement of spirit soul? The measurement of spirit soul is 1/10,000 part of the top portion of your hair, tip of the hair. So actually, I am smaller than the grass. Artificially, I may have the body of an elephant. But I am not this body. My position is, I am atomic spirit soul. See if you understand. In other words, if I am convinced, these things automatically develop in Trinadapi Sunichena. Tarorupi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that you become humbler than the grass, tolerant than the tree, not artificially, but by pure understanding of your constitutional position. So all these material qualifications are due to this body. So this bodily qualifications are not competent enough to approach the Supreme Absolute Truth. Your spiritual qualification. That spiritual, therefore, what is that spiritual qualification? That is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. Tatmanne dhanavijana rupatapasuta udastira prabhavalapo ursabuddhi yoga naradhanaya bhavanti parasta punso. Parasta punso means the Supreme Transcendental Personality. If you want to please that Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all these material qualifications and assets cannot help you. Then what can help me? And that is say bhaktya, that is devotion. So spiritual activity means devotional activity. Bhaktya, if you want, that is also accepted in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, bhaktya mam avijanati. Bhaktya, simply by devotional service, one can understand me. In another place, Krishna says, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatatishu. After many millions and billions of persons, one becomes interested for spiritual perfection. And jatatam ki siddhyanam kaschid vetimantam. And out of many such persons who are trying to have spiritual perfection of life, out of them, somebody may be knowing me perfectly. To know Krishna is not easy job. But it is easier, that is to say, bhaktya mam avijana. If you engage yourself in this Krishna consciousness activities, very quickly you will understand. So, Prahlad Maharaj confirms his statement that naradhanaya bhavanti parasapunsa. If you want to please satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, don't count upon your material acts. You have to take to the spiritual process. Bhaktya, bhakti, devotional service, then you can understand. So now, those who have got these material assets, just like I have come to your country, you have got much material assets, everything you have got. These, all these things explained here, dhana, jana, vijana, everything. That if you apply these things to Krishna consciousness, then all these material aspects become spiritualized. Nidbande Krishna Sambandhe Jutta Vaidarga Mucchate. If you don't tell this, then your opportunity is very simple. You can very easily engage these things. We don't condemn anything. Engage anything, everything to Krishna consciousness. That is the formula given by our Rupa Goswami. Then, prapunchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastu. The Mayavadi philosophers, they say that this material world is false and Brahma Satya and the Supreme Spirit is truth, Supreme Truth. So Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. But we say that the Jagat, this material world, is not false. It is temporary. But so long it is under my control, if I can utilize it for Krishna consciousness, then these material assets can also help me. Very nice. So you have to know the techniques, how to engage everything in Krishna consciousness. So in any circumstances, we can cultivate this bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness. It is not hampering. Tavai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti yoga. Simply we have to know the techniques, how to apply it for Krishna consciousness. Then everything will be perfect. So this is in inspection of Prahlad Maharaj, that only by your devotional service, material aspect as it is, you cannot achieve spiritual perfection. But if you have developed your devotional spirit, love of God, sacrifice everything for Krishna, apply everything for Krishna, that will help you advance in Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead, go back to home. Thank you. Any question?
Compared to the spiritual masters, is it good that the spiritual masters receive the benediction from the ocean of mercy? Is the mercy that is always extended to the fallen souls the opportunity to serve Krishna? And is that where all the mercy comes from also?
Yeah. That's like the sunlight. Sunlight is free. It is open for everyone. But if you block your room, you don't like to see the sunlight, so how the sunlight can help you? You have to come to this open sunlight. Then it is free. You can enjoy. Similarly, Krishna's mercy is open. It is not that Krishna's mercy is somewhere very prolific and somewhere it's very miserly. No. It is everywhere the same. But it is the recipient who can receive this Krishna's mercy. So, persons who are in love with Krishna, they can receive Krishna's mercy very profusely. Otherwise, Krishna's mercy is open for everyone. But if you, place stumbling blocks in understanding Krishna, just like the yogis, the jnanins, they like to speculate. Krishna says that I am here. Aham sarvastha prava. I am the source of everything. Matta paratara nasi. There is nothing superior or greater than me. But these people are still speculate to know. So what Krishna can do? Here is Krishna, here is the Supreme Absolute Truth, presenting himself, showing himself, exhibiting himself, and everything is there complete, but he's still living on, just like the owls. As soon as there is daytime, they will hide. He's determined not to see sunlight. So these rascals, they will not see Krishna. So what Krishna, poor Krishna, will do? Krishna will never force, because he has given him independence. Is it? So he will not touch upon your independence. Then what is the meaning of independence? If I give you something, and if I take it away, then what is the meaning of giving? When I have given you, it is your property. So Krishna has given you independence. So, you can misuse your independence when Krishna says, I am here. You are searching out, people are saying, can you show me God? And if I say, here is God, this is God. It is not God.
He wants to see something gigant. The gigant is also Krishna's soul. He is universal form. So, everything is there. But I am thinking otherwise. I am hiding from the sunlight. So, sunlight is profuse, it is everywhere. The same sunlight in the northern portion of the earth, it is not so prominent. In the southern portion, it is very prominent. Does it mean the sun exhibits very prominently in some portion of the earth and in some portion of the earth? No, he is far away from the earth. It is the condition of the special place that sunlight is not seen. So, according to Vedic literature, places where which are always overcast with clouds, no sunshine, they are condemned places. Condemned places. The people there are considered sinful. Yes. But there is no much sunshine. Nature's law. There will be less sunshine. Similarly, those who are sinful, they cannot understand Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jekamantagatam papam. One who is completely liberated from all sinful activities. Jekamantagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmanam. Persons who have simply acted piously, te dandamaho nirmukta, they become free from the duality. Bhajante maam jirabhrata, and accept Krishna with form, faith, and divorce his life for his sake. Krishna consciousness is not for ordinary persons, but is one seeing that my other brother is in Krishna consciousness, is enjoying blessings. He is also fortunate. Immediately he becomes fortunate. He has that little sense. It is very difficult, but very easy also. The easiest. Let me say to Krishna, just like Krishna said, Bahunam janmanamante jnanamanamam prapadyat. After many, many births of cultivation of knowledge, one, when he is fully in knowledge, then he surrenders unto me. How? Vasudeva sarvami. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva. From Atmasudhulla. Such kind of great soul is very rare to be seen. Now, if you are intelligent, if you can understand simply by surrendering, one becomes a very great soul, and that very rare, why not surrender immediately? That is intelligence. If this is the process of highest perfection, why not do it immediately? A little intelligence. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Devate Sevaracha. Only the first class intelligent man can become in Krishna consciousness. Not the rascals and fools. They cannot. A little intelligence requires. So it is very easy. But it is very difficult for all rascals and fools. So why I am saying rascals and fools? I am not saying. And Krishna says, Abhijananti mana mura. Mura means rascals and fools. Manasim tanuvasita. Parambhava majananta. Mamabhuta maestra. These rascals and so they do not know what is the background of my personality. They do not know. So, it is by fortune, good association, that this fortune can be easily achieved by association of Krishna Bhakta, devotees of Krishna. That's why we have formulated this society for Krishna consciousness. If anyone joins this society, very quickly he becomes Krishna consciousness. Without any previous qualities. Simply by association and trying to follow the principles very quickly. So Krishna is open for everyone as the sunshine is there for everyone. But we are got independence. If you like, you can go to the sunshine, or you may block our room and windows and keep ourselves in darkness. So Krishna's mercy is for everyone. Not that for a particular person. But a special mercy is for those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is said, samoham sarva bhuteshu name jishtasti naptiya. He is not envious to anyone. Neither somebody is especially favoring. But he says, jitu bhajanti mama pritya. One who is engaged in my service with love and affection. Oh, I am specially inclined. That is natural. That is natural. The father loves the child loves the father. Many child is playing in the street, if there is some accident, and the father goes and protects his own child, particularly, neglecting other children, that is not his fault. That is natural. Similarly, one who is engaged in Krishna's service with faith and love, for him a special attention, and that is not partiality. That is not partiality. But that special favor is there. Yes?
If a person when is firmly convinced that Krishna consciousness is the only thing that will save him, but yet he still has inclinations for material activities, will Krishna force him, in this case, to become completely surrendered?
Yes. He puts the devotee in such a way that he is obliged to become Krishna consciousness fully. Naturally, because we are naturally associated for so many lives, so even though we are trying to become fully Krishna conscious, so our material attachment sometimes drags. But if we are very strongly Krishna conscious, so these attachments will be taken away by Krishna. That is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jatsavani gunhani harisheta dhanam sanai. I think I have personally that experience. Yes. And I was not inclined to come to this line. But Krishna has forced me. That is a special favor, and I am now understanding. Yes. Krishna is very intelligent. So, if he foolishly wants something other than Krishna, he makes us forgetful of such nonsense. That is Krishna's special thing.
How many brahmachari channel the sex desire in serving Krishna, that energy that they can't control, which is going into his sexual desires? How many channel that into using that energy for Krishna?
Sex desire is not unnatural. But you can interact with your sex desire. But Krishna's service, it can produce Krishna conscious finger. So, we don't prohibit. Our process is that everything should be in the service of Krishna. The others, they are producing children like cats and dogs. If you produce children, Krishna consciousness, the face of the world will change. So, sex desire is not unnatural. That is natural. That's why to become hungry. So hungry means it is healthy life. But it is the thing, what you are eating, that is the thing. That will be considered whether you will keep yourself healthy or you will become diseased. But if you feel hunger, that is not unnatural. Similarly, if you feel sex desire, that is not unnatural. That is natural. But you have to utilize, that is, restraint of the Shastra. The Shastra is very Muslim. But Shastra says how you shall utilize. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the regulative way of sex life is myself. He says, I am. So sex life is not from there. But one should know that why I shall use my sex life. If it is used for Krishna's purpose, then I shall use. Otherwise I not. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous life, Satarupa and other name I just for me. The husband and wife, after marriage, they began to proceed to tapasya. What was the tapasya? That if we can get Krishna as our child, then we will have sex life, otherwise not. Otherwise we shall go on tapasya. So, for many thousands of years they underwent tapasya, Krishna came, what do you want? And they said that I want a child like you. Then we can have our marital life, otherwise we shall go on tapasya. So, alright. But there is no proxy of me, then I shall become your child. And then they agree to become father and mother. Pidana sushar, janamina sushar. The Bhagavad says one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a spiritual master, and one should not become a friend. One should not become a husband. So many these. Who? One who cannot deliver he is dependent from the impending clashes of death. Is it? Namo Sayadha Samupita Mrittu. This life and death, perpetual change of body, this is going on. 8,400,000 species of life. And people are suffering. The living entities are engaged in suffering. So, the Krishna consciousness, father and mother, should be determined that we shall beget children in such a way that this life will be the end of his change of body. This life he will be liberated. That's all. That is Krishna consciousness, that life. I shall take care of my children in such a way that no more he will come back again in the womb of mother. He will be liberated. Go back to God. You can produce hundreds of children like this. That is Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. There is nothing unnatural in Krishna consciousness. Everything is natural. So, chant Hare Krishna. Who has seen that house? Dananda? You saw? Any of the material?
No, Mahatma.
Somebody else?
Yes, Mahatma.
Oh, Madhavan, you have seen? Oh, you have seen very nice house.
I thought of it.
Very good. You have been in that. I shall take that house. Very nice. You have seen inside also?
We looked out through the window.
Oh. So, with Dayananda? Yes.
I have been in that place.
Eh?
I have been in that place.
Oh, you have been? It is a nice place?
Yes. Fireplace.
Eh?
I think it's a fireplace.
That doesn't matter. So, I will take that house. It's very nice.
How many rooms?
I think it has 2 bedrooms and a bathroom and a living room and a dining room, which you can make into a tent. And a kitchen, too.
Very nice.
A backyard with a tree and
stuff. On the
With a bigger tent.
Yeah. And on the broad road, very important place, very nice. You immediately take that house. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Sannyasi should always take in his hand, that is the system, not in a plate. That means if he take in a plate, he'll take much. In a hand, he cannot take much. Karpatri. That is the instruction. But in these days, such strict laws cannot be followed. The Bhagavad says that when there is flat grass cushion, why should you ask for bedding? When you have got natural pillow, the sand, why you ask for a pillow? Then there is river. So much water, why do you stock water? When there are fruits and a tree, why do you go and beg? When there is cave, why are you searching after an apartment? When the old garments are thrown in the street, then why you are searching after clothing? These are the insights. Completely free. Kasmat bhajanti kavayu dhanadun madam. Why should you go and flatter this moneyed man? Completely under. But, that, those days are now gone. Los Angeles, I think, is a good place. What is your problem, Paul?
Good news. We went to the Hollywood police station, and the man told us that part of the duty of the police station is to, he said he should protect religious people like us.
Yes.
Then he mentioned other religious people, and he said if we can just keep the crowd moving, then we have every right to be there. So he's given us the right to go to Hollywood. In downtown Los Angeles, we don't have that right yet. We'll still go there, but Hollywood is all right, and that's good enough.
That's awesome. It's good enough, yes. I was telling the same thing to Dhananda, that is to represent this case to the higher officer. Yes, we are taking God consciousness, we should be giving. That was the basic law. Saintly persons, they should be given all protection. If somebody insulted a saintly person, there was a special punishment for it. And that's all right. So you take that house, that is Hollywood Quarter. Three more. No, I haven't. You take. Yeah. Oh, Nandarayan is outside. Why is he outside?
It's the baby.
Baby was not disturbing. I have received one letter from San Francisco. They have spotted a man. So Dindayal is going back?
Oh, no.
No?
No. We need more men here. We are so short. That is the problem. We have too few people here. Dindayal is so essential. I was just going to ask you if we could have some more men.
Create man.
Right.
Bring some men.
Recruit.
Here is a new boy, I see.
Very intelligent.
You have not taken prasadam? You have taken this course? This is the first time you come here?
Yes.
If you live around people and they say offensive things, but because they're ignorant or they're sinful, as you
said. Try to excuse them as far as possible.
I shouldn't move out of
it. Yes, as far as possible, tolerate. Yes, how crazy. Yes, that's crazy.
Just one man, the owner, I asked him so many times if he would make room for having to have a meeting.
The place is gigantic,
you know, because you stay there, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so, at that hotel. So he said he didn't have any room.
Oh.
And that's
a very big hall?
So I was just wondering, maybe I should have thought, you know, well, if that's how they're going to act, then I should move out of here. But, I don't know if that's the wrong attitude on my part. I don't know, they say they
don't. Oh, yeah. Goodness.